This is Housebound. I'm Chris.
I'm Holly.
I'm Ashlyn.
I'm Greg.
And you're invited. Welcome to Housebound, a podcast we made because we needed company. Wow, botched that. In this podcast, we talk about what's on our mind that day. And today we're talking about bad dining experiences or food mishaps. We'll get around to deciding what we want to call it at a later point. I'm not going to put all of that in the title, but for those of you that are watching this, because we did record this with video, thanks for joining us on Facebook, or probably that's where you're watching it. And we're just testing out a fancy new setup that somebody I know owns, and they were willing to let us borrow. So we've got different microphones and a board and cameras, and
it's all
kinds of things.
Very complicated.
Yeah, and so we'll like when we're staring at the wrong camera, I'm talking to you like over here, hi, how's it going? I'm just like, oh, he's not making eye contact with me. But for those of you that are listening, that all meant nothing. So So today we're going to talk about just experiences negatively, negatively in nature.
That, we're a little frazzled.
Yeah, that it's very exciting to be doing something, hopefully in one take.
Yes.
And so we're going to be talking just a little bit about whether that's in restaurant experiences or home cooking mishaps or something like that. So I know that Greg has at least one story. So maybe he can start us off.
Okay.
And you can kind of give some background and, take it from there.
Sure. Probably the main story that comes to mind in terms of, for sure, a food mishap was when my brothers and I were all living in the same place during university, and we kind of had like a food schedule. So like you make a supper this day, and then you'll make it this day, and then we also have leftovers from that, so then we don't have to make supper this day. We can just kind of fend for ourselves from what remains.
Right.
And we had bought potatoes, and we had a plethora of milk and cheese, and I was thinking of doing this casserole dish.
Okay.
We're all like, wait. This all sounds okay.
Yeah,
it sounds mashed potatoes.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, like creamy mashed potatoes.
Yeah. I put it in a casserole dish and threw it in the oven. And what ended up coming out of the oven, like, bless my brothers, because they just ate it without too much.
They didn't say anything?
Like, I said, you guys don't have to eat this. But essentially, I took it out of the oven, and the potatoes were still not cooked. They were, like, fairly raw.
They were hard?
And then it was just this soupy milk liquid at the bottom with like sprinkled cheese kind of scattered about. And I don't know what I did to cause the recipe to go so wrong. But, and I think we were also on a bit of a time crunch, so we just had to eat it. So
were you working from a recipe, or is this just made up from your head?
No, I was working from a recipe, and there was more to it than just those three ingredients.
It sounds like mashed potatoes.
Well, it sounds like maybe scalloped potatoes.
Yeah, it was
like if they weren't,
were they whole
if
you had potatoes?
Like, they were like chopped all the way into like chunks. So, I think.
Well, like diced potatoes.
I think they may have been diced.
If you had like lots of garlic powder, it'd be more like scalloped potatoes.
Well, scalloped is just like cutting it into dollars, right? Like slices.
I'm sure that there's many different ways to make scalloped potatoes.
Well, I'm sure.
Definitely, because the way that you showed me once that you made years ago was not incredibly different, but significantly different from how my grandma and mom make them versus how, I don't even know if I've had the other side of the family make them. But yeah, like it's they're similar, but there's differences. So I mean, like, that could be whatever. It could be fine. So,
but they were hard.
There is definitively multiple errors that I must have made in making it, because just imagine just tasting like hard, slightly warmed potatoes in like lukewarm milk sauce sprinkled with these like stringy melted cheesy bits.
Milk sauce
that just like doesn't really have any great flavor in it. And so
that's too bad.
And after that, I was just like, I'm done experimenting with any kind of new recipe. I'm keeping it to just what I know best, which was chicken fried rice and pancakes.
You've almost kept that vow to this day. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Two recipes for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Wow. Very good.
You've expanded recently.
Well, if you can make milk sauce, yeah, you can probably make soup.
Why? I couldn't make milk sauce. That's my problem.
But you did. You made milk sauce.
It was so bad. Anyways.
Well, he made it, but I don't think that's what he wanted to make. I think that's the point. You didn't want to make milk sauce.
So, yeah.
It was just supposed to make them creamy, probably.
Yes.
It was supposed to be edible, and it wasn't. So,
yeah.
You now make a pretty good frittata.
Yeah, that's true. Sweet pea on your frittata. And I can say that, and it sounds really like high quality.
Sounds good, yeah.
It tastes
know?
Not bad. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
But
nice.
Here we go.
Yeah. I don't remember. So I didn't cook very much myself. Okay, that's not quite true. When I was young, my mom passed when I was 9. And so we had to cook for ourselves a lot. And so a lot of the cooking that we did was just like from Costco cordon bleus that you shoved in the oven for half an hour, or a pizza or whatever. And it was all really easy. And that's what my sisters and I did often. But there was this one time that my dad decided that he would cook for us. And,
which he didn't usually, because he was, you lived on a farm and he was always out.
Well, he was working. So, yeah. Keeping us alive. But he was going to cook for us. And so, my sister and I, specifically my middle sister and I, and so he made some eggs and they looked great. And he was like, scrambled eggs, how hard can it be? Right. And so he made these eggs, and my sister and I are sitting there, and we're not a particularly like polite family. So I think that he knew that something was up when Shalane and I didn't say anything, because we were like eating these eggs, and I was like, what? Dad, what is in these eggs? Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, sugar. Mm-hmm. Kids like sugar. And both Shalane and I were like, we're going to give these to the dog. Can we make something for you, Dad? And he's like, no, I'm going to eat the eggs. And,
oh, no.
And he ate his share, but he was like, I was like, did you like them? He's like, no. So that was the best, probably. I also, my grandma once made spaghetti for us. My grandma cooks very well. So this was just like a random fluky thing. But I do remember that she made spaghetti for us once and put so much salt into the water that the noodles were actually like extra salty.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Like so much salt. Yeah. I don't know. It was insane. But yeah, that's those are my actual cooking stories. I don't have.
You can't fix too salty.
No, we threw it away.
Yeah.
I don't know if we even gave it to the dog.
No, not healthy.
I don't think I have that many bad cooking experiences of things that I made. Like there's dishes that I've made that I'm not going to make another time just because I didn't love it, or it was too much work, just most of the time. But that's because I get almost all my recipes from just one website.
Ooh.
And that is it. Budgetbites.com. Bites is spelled B-Y-T-E-S.
Oh, like it's because it's from the internet.
Yeah.
Very
and I
nice.
Get like all my recipes from her because I like the kind of food that she makes, and now I just trust her. So it's like when she comes with the new one, I already have the ingredients. I know what she's going to make, and I trust her recipes. But I now struggle to make recipes from like cookbooks because you can't read reviews.
Oh, yes.
What if it's horrible?
Yeah.
There's no way to know.
Or what if it needs some tweaking?
Exactly.
Like people usually tell you online what needs tweaking.
If I were to think of a story of a time where somebody made food and it just didn't turn out, not going to name names, but it was Kelsey.
Come on, Kelsey.
Kelsey.
She attempted to make for me and some friends homemade eggnog over Christmas time. And she was making it in a different room, and we were all hanging out in the living room as she was making this homemade eggnog.
I have a question before you move on. Eggnog, like, can you tell me what it actually is? Because I've never tasted it because it seems like a weird thing to drink.
Yes.
I did not make it.
Like, it does it Nog always have alcohol in it? Is that
I
a thing?
I don't think it normally does.
Oh, no. Okay.
That's just, people just mix
people
it with.
People throw that in there.
No, I think that there is... there is egg in it naturally.
Okay.
And like a lot of like cream because it's a milk based
okay.
beverage and gotcha. Some sugar.
Doesn't
not
sound
really
difficult.
Sure how it's manufactured.
But, okay.
Kelsey was making this recipe and it was like tasting pretty weird. And she served it to us, the finished eggnog, and we took a sip and we're like, oh, Kelsey, like,
what is
this?
This
is crunchy.
Oh,
what?
Wait, what?
Are the shells in it?
It was,
did you put the shells
well,
in it?
Well, we didn't know what was going on, but it was crunchy. And she was like, well, it's super weird because the recipe asked for 12 thirds of a cup.
Of,
and we're like, that's not 12
what?
Thirds in a cup. That's two, 1 2/3.
12 no. thirds of a cup of what? Sugar?
Sugar.
Oh.
No.
Holy moly.
Shoot. That's a lot of sugar.
That was a lot of sugar. So there was 12 thirds of a cup. Of
12
sugar
thirds
in the
of a cup. How many cups is that actually?
Too many. Enough for it to be thoroughly crunchy because it was not yikes. Dissolving anymore.
Oh no.
Yeah, it looks like it's just sugar and eggs and vanilla.
That's milk. So funny.
Hmm. Whipped cream.
Oh, yeah.
Or
whip?
Sorry. No, that's the
whipping
what this person is topping it with whipping cream.
Oh, I see. Interesting.
Yum.
Yeah, yum.
Oh, yeah. There is still cream. It's cream and milk, salt, nutmeg.
Yeah, it's
and
like
eggs and
spiced
sugar. Yeah,
egg
it's
milk.
Like, yeah,
with sugar.
Are you doing the math in your head?
No.
As to
oh,
what,
come on, somebody.
Is gonna be.
I can't do it either.
No,
I don't understand.
12 thirds of a cup. How many is that?
Four
cups.
Be 4 cups.
Well, that'd
be
like four times whatever the threes are. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
it's a lot.
It is a lot.
So, Chris,
now you're looking at me for my story.
Yeah.
I have a hard time thinking, like, I can think of weird things that my parents did for meals that they just thought made meals better.
Yes.
That doesn't actually make it horrible. It just makes it weird. So I think I'll tell some of those then because they're all really short and sweet.
Like
one
egg
would
dog.
Be
yeah. too sweet
yeah.
or my dad's eggs.
Yeah. So one was when I was younger, we only lived like a minute or two from where our elementary school was growing up. So we would walk home for lunch pretty much every day. And my dad would often do, and Holly thinks this is disgusting, but I grew up with this, so I don't think it's disgusting.
I don't know what he's talking
my parents
about.
Would like boil hot dogs. Like it'd just be like boiled
yes.
hot dogs.
Yeah.
So you do like
that's
boiled
fine.
Hot dogs and then
no.
you cut them up and throw them on macaroni and cheese or whatever.
What?
But my dad would often do this thing where he would take the hot dog and cut it halfway up the middle
yep.
and then yeah. cut it again so that there was four or six partitions. And then when you cook them, the bottom half would curl up a little bit and it would be like little octopuses.
I do that in the microwave though. Oh. And
yeah,
then
and
it,
so,
they like cook
and
get,
when they get
like,
crispy.
Hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So these are just, yeah. So like that was one thing that I remember. My mom would always,
would it gross
always,
you out to eat the little octopi?
No, it's just like, oh, it's fun looking hot dogs. It's like cutting your sandwich into a shape. Like it's still the sandwich. It's just in a different shape. It's
that's funny.
Yeah. It might weird me out as an adult because I know that when they came out with that multicolored ketchup for a while there, that was like
oh,
green and purple.
The green
and
purple stuff.
Blue or whatever.
Greg
three
is
colors
like,
it was.
I don't know what you're talking about.
People did not buy it. Like some people bought it.
Oh, we bought it.
But
it was
like the weirdest
we bought
thing
it too.
To
mm-hmm.
eat because it was yeah. just the unnerving because you're like, how do you know if this is bad?
Well, that's like when
I don't know how you'd know it was bad in the first place. But
your mom...
Well, that was going to be my,
oh,
that was
okay.
going to be my next thing
yeah.
was, that my mom would often, and I keep saying often, but not often,
she still does sometimes.
Occasionally at event gatherings like Easter or Thanksgiving or Christmas. I think mostly just Easter and Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
She would serve colored foods so that they looked like the season. So peas are green. So she would serve green peas, but then there's nothing that she can serve other than like beets that are red
yeah.
and so she would just put red food coloring into the mashed potatoes
oh yeah
or she
and then
would
the mashed potatoes are like hot pink
yeah
because
yeah.
red food coloring
red
never looks red
that well. No. It doesn't go well with white
yeah
it's like you need a lot of it
and it's okay if you're like eating at home you can tell everybody it's just red mashed potatoes and people are like that's weird but
which
all
I think
right.
that's the
yeah.
only places that she ever did that
no the first
oh,
time I encountered
events.
It was at a potluck at church
right.
and I was like what is that?
Why?
Because she wanted to be
and
festive.
I avoided it. But you need like a sign that says this is just dyed
yeah.
mashed potatoes or rice.
For
there's a finger in there somewhere. Find it. You know, like,
gross. The Halloween version.
Those were interesting. One food experience that really made me gag was actually, and typically, a youth group event where they would just go. We had a McDonald's nearby where our youth group was, and so they went one night and they bought a bunch of Big Mac meals, and then they just blended each one all together. Yeah. And then me and one of my friends to this day, he was a leader at the time. He was like, "Oh, versus Chris in a chugging contest," and I was like, "I guess
I'm really impressed with you."
Well, because when you first start drinking it, it tastes like the
Coke. But it's Chris. He's not adventurous like that.
But I knew, like, a Big Mac meal, I know what's in it. And so I was like, okay, it's for the team or whatever, right?
For the team.
And I think whoever drank more won something. So
for us, it was $100 that we won. It was the $100 draw that, like, was leading up.
Bougie indeed, yeah.
To that, like, it was a once a year thing, and so every time you came to $100 youth group, you would be able to put your name into the $100
draw.
So it would be to kind of incentivize you to come each week.
I see.
And then if you bring a friend, I think you get an extra one in. Yeah. I don't know, but yeah. And so, but that was what it was, and I think. Yeah, I think I got up to like, but it was a bunch of different things. Like, it wasn't just that. It was like rounds.
Yeah. So, and one was like canned meat blended or something like that.
We
meat smoothie does just not sound good.
There was actually, what did it in for me though, was the pitcher of water that I had to drink. A whole pitcher of water.
That's a lot.
That's what caused me to puke. It wasn't a thing.
Yeah,
100%. Stomach just can't fit that much.
It was too much. Yeah.
Well, we did that at home a couple of times. We had, like, my brothers and I would have, like, water chugging contests. We had these, like, clear plastic water jugs that fit, like, maybe 1.5 liters in it. And so we would chug it. And then my dad would be like, okay, now run to the tree in the backyard and back to the deck. And so then we would do it. So we got our stomachs would get
your
like,
dad
roiled up.
Just trying to make you puke.
Well,
like,
just like, I don't know. It was like in the middle of summer and there was nothing to do. And it was
nothing
the evening,
to do.
And so
drink this water and run around.
We have photos of us sitting around the table with like root beer, like doing root beer chugging contests. But we only got through like three or four.
The worst
glasses,
though, is like milk jug. Chugging contest.
Well, yeah, because
that just like is
a dairy
like
product
royally
as well.
Not a good idea.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But how did it go with you and the?
I remember that I drank the most out of the two of us. I think they eventually just like it was slow going. Like we couldn't drink it fast.
No, because it would be all chunky.
Well, and so when you first drank it, it was like I can taste the Coke. It's like it tastes like a Coke milkshake, but then you taste the burger, and then you're like, oh, it's a burger. And then you can't really taste the fries. They don't really
taste
like
pickles?
Anything. Yeah, there's
gross.
But I mean, you can't.
Pickles are a strong. That's a strong.
I
taste.
Just plugged my nose and drank it, and then hope that helped me not. Taste it too much. And we got to the point where both of us had drank the same amount. And
drunken,
so
consumed.
Not drunken at a church.
Yeah.
Not
ingested
at all.
The same
Never.
Amount.
Drank.
danced. ingested the same amount. And then there was a time limit put on it because we were taking way too long. And so it was whoever drinks the most within the next 1 minute or something. And I remember I won by just barely, and neither of us finished the whole thing because it's like a blender full of this stuff, right? So
anyways, so
sorry that I don't have any like cooking mishaps. I've been trying to think of some, and I can only think of situations of like bad patrons at the restaurant I worked at or things like
that. I mean,
that's
you
not
could,
really, but
you could tell those stories. They're always fun. Maybe.
You have another
I was very competitive and still am perhaps. in youth group in high school. Mm-hmm. And so I did lots of eating things, but one of the worst ones was, Vegemite and Marmite.
I've never tried them.
Yeah. They're a taste
and a half.
They're interesting, and it's a food that people like I don't understand how. It's just so strong, and I don't even know how to describe the taste that it is, but it was just so strong. And they had us to do it. They had us just scoop it and eat it.
So we weren't eating it on toast or anything.
Wow. Yeah, it was just a school thing. It wasn't even youth group. It was winning for my class, something for my class, which I don't remember if I did or not, but yeah. I probably did because I don't stop when there's prizes on the line. So, you know.
In reference to Ashlyn's earlier comment about not having reviews to look at for recipes, I also enjoy doing recipes that are online, and I don't necessarily go for the one that I find has the most reviews. I just go for the one, I don't even know if I have a strategy for it, but if I'm looking up like oven roasted potatoes or something because I forgot from the last time that I made it what seasonings taste the best in them or something like that, I'll look for the one, I'll try to track down the one that I saw the last time, which is sometimes difficult if you don't bookmark it. Just look through your browser history or something. But I also look through the ones that have the relatively easiest recipe to follow. And that's really hard to do online because sometimes they don't even give you all of the ingredients. Well, they will give you the ingredients, but it'll be buried within the paragraphs about how to mix it with which thing next. And then the ingredients list might be at the very bottom underneath all the comments or something weird. And so I always just end up skipping over those pages. But the thing, and I'm sure everybody that's listening to this, or most people can relate, the thing that bugs me the most about looking for the recipes online is the sob stories of how you got
their whole life story.
Yeah, like
before the recipe.
This is a great green pea frittata that I learned from my grandmother in the old country.
Who
and
died.
I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to tell you how to make it. Step one.
It was grandmother a brisk has fall to die. Evening. Yeah.
It's like this doesn't count. But anyways, I just have to throw that in there. Like I do enjoy finding recipes online, and I find it way easier to, because it's less work for me to order those meal prep boxes. And
yeah, we like
and
those.
So we enjoy those. They are expensive, so you kind of have to wait until you have the money to do it regularly, or just try a bunch of different trials of them to see which one does it best. They all work relatively the same, and it's usually no hassle. The only issue I've ever run into it with it once was we did a white wine sauce or something, and for one of the recipes, and part of it was you had to cook off the wine.
Yeah.
But there gets to a point where the wine just starts to completely evaporate and has stopped, like, and so pretty much, so then at the end there's like nothing in the pan, and I'm just like, I'm doing what the recipe's telling me to do, and now there's nothing. So I don't,
turned wine into air.
Yeah. Reverse Jesus.
Yeah.
oh dear.
But yeah, so that's my experience.
When I look for a recipe online, I look for the one that I have all of the ingredients for.
Yep.
That's really my only necessary thing.
I think I do it the other way. I think I see what ingredients I have and then decide what I want to make from that and try to find something that will fit those parameters. Or is that what you're saying you do?
You used a lot more words.
like I look through my cupboards and I go, oh, I have this stuff. Maybe I'll try making something like this. I'm curious if there are any more ingredients I need. And then I look online, and if I find, oh, I don't have time and it wants time, well, I'll make it anyways. Or, oh, it wants time and I don't have time.
Yeah,
I can't make it.
But I just decide what I want to make and then find a recipe that fits the things that I have in the house.
That's fair.
Or it needs time, like 30 minutes, and I don't have time. So I just skip it.
But
I was going to say, wait, we have like this like fancy podcast thing here. I can probably switch back and
the purple one.
Oh, it's muted. Huh? Sorry. There we go.
Oh, there you go. Nice. Did you miss it again? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I know, like, you talking about, Chris, you forgot your name for a second, obviously. It's making
I'm
so
Chris.
Nervous. Yeah.
I'm Holly.
Thank goodness we do those intros at the beginning. Yeah, I know for myself, I definitely came to mind where we went for a youth group kind of like trip retreat thing to a Bible camp. And so I think it was like Red Berry or something. And the food there is great, which is awesome because camp food is always delicious. But we had split up into groups and we're supposed to do these skits, and our group decided to do like a Fear Factor skit.
Oh no.
So where we did like, so we had like a mystery drink was the first one that we all had to like drink. So it was like, ended up being Sprite mixed with milk. Ew. Which, yeah, it wasn't super great.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
I feel like my stomach would just roil at the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've had things.
Bubbles plus lactose.
That people have called brown cows, which people call it something different, but it's root beer and milk. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's like a 50-50 split or maybe.
That's like more like a really watered down float.
That's why it's okay. And people do Sprite
That would be Sprite too.
I'm trying to think. Yeah. Like, I don't know that would be terrible.
It's just yucky sounding.
But, so we did that. And then the other there was a second one that wasn't food related where we jumped off the roof of the building, but we actually just put the clothes that we were similar to wearing, we would just put into this stuffed pillow land. So it looked as if somebody who was us was jumping outside and then landed on the ground.
And
so
got crushed.
And then, they just kind of landed on their face. But, yeah. We said that they were fine, and then
we said that they were fine.
Continued on,
they're okay.
And then the third thing was, I guess we wanted to really dig deep into our biblical roots, especially the kind of the prophetic roots of John the Baptist. Mm. And so we ate grasshoppers,
bugs.
But the problem was, we wanted to have them killed before we ate them, right? Mm-hmm. You don't want to eat live grasshoppers,
right? So you smushed them.
Well, we first tried to freeze them. That didn't work. Then we tried to drown them, and that didn't work. And so
those poor grasshoppers.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
I hope we don't get taken down by the grasshopper lovers.
We're definitely
going
to have to put an explicit on a tag on this episode.
Yeah. Well, yeah, especially after this last one. So the last thing that we could do, which, speaking of John the Baptist, we had to cut off their heads in order to actually kill them.
See, that seems like that should have been option one.
Or just not.
Eat grasshoppers. Are we missing the point here?
And then,
where you're eating grasshoppers?
Well,
disgusting.
We coated them in icing, so it actually
just slid
down. Ew.
So, you know, it was the honey portion, like locust and honey, that kind of thing.
That doesn't
How
make
did
it
you
okay.
try to freeze them?
What?
I
we
want
just,
to know how you
we
tried
just put
to freeze
them in the
them.
Freezer.
For how long?
For like 6 hours.
And they weren't dead?
And they weren't dead. What
I'm
happened?
So sorry
here?
For those poor creatures.
They're resilient, I guess. I don't.
That's crazy. I want to know.
I guess these are Saskatchewan grasshoppers, so they can
survive
the winter.
Yeah, I'm looking
it
up.
Do they hibernate or eggs or?
They must hibernate because if they all die off, then there's none left.
Yeah.
So they must do something. I haven't seen any grasshoppers this year.
Oh, I have.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, okay. I've seen a few, but not many.
I was going to say, this year's been real weird with not being outside for the first bit of spring and summer, and then being outside, but there's no huge gatherings in parks and stuff, and so you don't go to the same places or do the same activities.
Yeah.
According to my 5-second Google search, that should have worked.
It should have.
Yeah, they prefer temperatures around 30 degrees.
Okay, preference
Celsius.
Is different from.
It's only 6 hours as well, right?
Right, but they thermoregulate by getting their heat from the outside, and so it would have slowed their metabolisms down significantly until they died.
They just went into cryogenic sleep. And
basically, probably
that they were being taken to a different planet, but ended up being they were just taken to the kitchen counter.
To be drowned.
No, they got...
To be drowned!
Well, I think we tried the drowning first. So after the cryogenic chamber, they were just... It was a swift end, so...
wow, okay.
Yeah.
I have another story from... this is a friend of ours. This isn't my experience, but she lived with a roommate who was trying to cook something on the stove. Was she cooking oil for some reason? She was maybe trying to deep fry something
in
the stove, and somehow the lid ended up lodged in the ceiling and the whole kitchen ended up on fire. Like, this is in...
I can't hear you through these headphones.
Okay, she can't hear me through the headphones. it's okay. I don't want to name names. But anyways, that's the very short version of the long story is that I don't have a button for that. I don't want to go to the work of editing this podcast if I don't have to.
Okay. But if we're telling friends stories.
Well, I just wanted to say, because I didn't have a
I have
story
just
myself.
Such an unfortunate, it was so sad story. My very good friend, Heidi, had been at home and she, when we were living together, and was making soup all day long. She made soup from like the bones stock. Of something yeah. like stock. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she had been making it all day long, and she got to the end of it and she was like, I need to strain out the bones. Mm-hmm. And so she got the strainer in the sink and then poured the soup through the strainer. And when she was like 3/4 of the way done pouring the soup, she was like, no. And she had just it was poured just the strainer. Soup yeah. down
oh,
the drain.
No.
It was so sad. She That's was very upset.
It's like just as tragic as like Kevin's chili.
Yes, Kevin's chili.
Yeah.
It's so That's sad.
Iconic. Mm-hmm. You can actually get those little Funko Pops that Holly and I collect.
With the
pot of chili, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. She was not very impressed.
Yeah.
It was really, really funny for the rest of us.
As far as restaurant experiences, I've had bad restaurant food, but my problem is that I want to avoid conflict. And so they could bring me anything and ask me how it tastes, and I'll be like, it's great.
How's this liar?
Yeah,
it's great and crunchy.
No,
it's so good.
It's
coming so crunchy. Such good crunch.
I like order pasta and it's like it tastes like it just got out of like the refrigerator, like it's cold.
Oh no.
And I tell everyone else at the table, I was like, this is weird, this is super cold. And then the waiter will come around and she's like, how are the first bites? And I was like, they're wonderful. I can't do it.
I don't think I've ever had that kind of experience with food. Like, there's not been anything really. There's things that have come that have things on them that I asked for to be off of them.
I don't want onions or I didn't.
However, I don't complain about that because I already was annoying enough to ask for them off. So I can just pick them out.
They'll never learn. If you do it nicely. Okay, so having worked in the restaurant.
Yeah.
If there's something wrong and you just they come around for that first bite or after that first minute or two of you eating typically to check and make sure that it is what you ordered. Mm-hmm. And if you just tell them, hey, I hate to do this to you, but I actually didn't want these on.
Yeah.
And could you take them off or just remake it? And it's a bit of a pain in the butt, but like 10 minutes later, 15 minutes later, they don't think twice about it, especially if you don't make a big deal about it, then nobody talks about it after. But when you throw a stink about it or you're just completely
stomp your feet
unsatisfied with whatever options you have available to you from that point
for fixing it
yeah. or for waiting or whatever. And I understand that people's time is precious, and so they don't want to be waiting an extra so long to get their food remade. But if you can work with them, because usually it's a mistake, unless you're a regular complainer, and then maybe it's not a mistake. I don't know. For legal reasons, I can't say that is ever the case. But
my mom, but
what I want to say is that...
Oh, I have a story.
Okay, what I want to say is that if you work with the server or the manager or whatever... The story doesn't get spread around. You don't become that person that everybody talks about.
You don't have your picture in the back that's like, beware, Chris is here.
Yeah, some places might do that, but other places they just rant about you for the next 2 or 3 days. And then the next time you come in, if it's soon and they recognize you, then they're already rolling their eyes because you've...
Because you made a fuss.
Created this personality for yourself amongst the staff that you're a pain in the butt.
Yeah, my fear of that is real, and so I'd rather just say nothing.
So you just lie.
It tastes wonderful.
My mom had a coworker when she was still working that would purposefully make their order as complicated as possible so that it would always be wrong so that he could always get his food for free.
Whoa.
And
purposefully and like told his coworkers that was what he was doing. Like, I was so baffled that there are people out there that do that. That's so rude.
Yeah.
Like, oh, scamming the system, tell you.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to... Do you have another story?
Yeah, like, I mean, I can throw it in there.
Okay, I do want to get to that story.
We could name names, right?
Well, I've named several names.
Yeah, I named
as long as you think that they're comfortable with being named.
No, this is like the restaurant name. It's not local, so.
Okay.
How not local is it?
Is it a chain?
Is it from like a different continent?
Well, I can't say too much about this.
Okay. Do your best judgment if it's like horrendously.
Well, we can always take it out.
Name the genre.
Well, the point of this
name the genre fun of the thing restaurant?
Is to not food. Take anything we can... out.
The cuisine okay. variety.
Oh, I see.
Okay, what did you I do. Say?
She said genre. The genre. The genre.
Okay,
so I do want to get it. To Greg's
an umbrella term.
Last
it
story.
Is. Yes.
But first of all, thank you for sticking with us this long and listening into the fall. The summer was kind of a gong show, and so you probably had a lot of free time. And if you're listening to us now, it's likely you're taking your time out of whatever school is still on for you or job that you're back at, hopefully. Or, yeah, we just appreciate you spending your time with us, and we enjoy doing this kind of stuff, so we're going to continue to try to do it. If you have ever a story or comment related to what we're talking about on that episode, the description, regardless of where you listen to this episode, the description box for it on each of the services should have a link at the bottom of the description box that's posted automatically that just takes you straight to our anchor.fm page, and it will let you leave a voice message for us, just like a voicemail. You can just leave us a little short story.
Talk
or,
to us.
Yeah, or email at us. Email at us. Email us at housebound podcast@gmail.com.
And I like email at us.
Yeah,
I'm pretty email. Sure I'm going to use that from now on.
Show.
Yeah,
email at us.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a grasshopper lover or something.
Yeah.
We do have Facebook and Instagram, which you can direct message us there as well and interact with us on those services. And Twitter as well. We do have Twitter as well we now do. Too, where we post episode clips. So, like I said, we will have this video posted online at some point. Because it's fun, because we made the video, so why not? And yeah, I just wanted to get that out there so that people don't
turn us off before the last story. At the end of the podcast.
This is why they put commercial breaks in the middle, right? Because yeah. then you can't skip without fear of missing part of the episode. So, yeah.
I don't know if they've necessarily waited for a good story, but anyways.
Well, okay, make it good then.
Embellish.
There was a dragon. And no. No, like, I think probably one of the worst just general restaurant experiences. This wasn't necessarily food related, but in terms of, like, the service. So we were at a restaurant where we were pretty well done our meal.
Like, and the server, two of you?
The server came up. Yeah, I think there may have been a few other people. And okay. The server came up and said, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Oh.
We're like, what?
What did you do?
Yeah, you're making... too much noise. We've gotten too many complaints. And it was because of Ashlyn laughing.
Oh.
Because Ashlyn has like a pretty, yep. like if you can get her laughing at a really good joke, that's my goal in life.
That was
my to tell a really good joke.
Third time getting kicked out of a location for laughing.
Are you kidding
Holy
me?
Smokes.
Yep. And so,
wow.
But here's the thing is that the restaurant was A&W. Like it wasn't even like a highfalutin fancy restaurant.
Was there older individuals having like coffee or something?
There may have been.
Was there,
but
not
it wasn't like
older individuals having coffee.
But I really don't feel like we were being that.
We weren't
loud.
Being super loud.
That is and outrageous.
It's not like we were mad and yelling at each other. It wasn't like there was any kind of like fussing, screaming
well,
child.
And
or
it's
anything.
A&W. It's disruptive. It's not like it's.
Yeah,
that wasn't even that long ago.
I mean, A&Ws are now typically fairly quiet establishments. I feel like the
it's
only
fast
time
food.
We
you
weren't
take
there
kids
for
there.
Breakfast, but nobody, I don't think. Like,
no. I don't know. I
that's
feel like
crazy.
It's just older. The
it was
older
a little weird,
that goes
and it was definitely
there.
Like, yeah, like we're done our meal. Well, we're going to be heading out.
But that
so.
Was, once again, that's where my like instinct of like chill the situation, be the pacifist. Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm a leave. And yeah. then everybody
I'm
else
I'm
was
leave.
Like, no, this is weird.
Yeah. I'm out.
Yeah. So I think we finished the last few bites of our teen burger and then we just headed out of there. Yeah. But yeah, it was just one of those like, yeah, just really bizarre kind of experiences.
I can
and then at that point, Ashton was like, oh yeah, this is the third time I've been
out of there. That's insane. So.
I mean, I can understand that it's loud.
As someone who edits this podcast.
As somebody who interacts with you on a laughing basis. Like, I have experienced the laugh. But also, I am under the impression that...
But like, it's
well, no,
a happy noise.
I'm not
noise.
Under the impression. Yeah. I know for you know? Sure that I have a couple of other friends that are also loud laughers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And... Yes, I can see how that would be disruptive
And I guess if you're just in there screaming away, but I just...
Yeah, but it's a happy noise.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's, wow, it's different. Wow,
but noise
if you're,
is still noise. Like,
it was it's a, different if
we
you're
had a,
screaming
We had a kid living
angry.
Upstairs in an upstairs suite from one of our...
That was not a happy noise.
one of our previous rental properties that we were in.
Yeah.
And arguably, he would be enjoying himself, but it was noisy. Mm-hmm. So noisy
but that
doesn't
was constant.
Necessarily
that,
mean...
That's different.
Yeah, yeah, it is different.
I don't know.
And like...
That, it does seem a little bit ridiculous.
They could have just told us, can you please stop telling jokes? And we would have stopped telling jokes.
Stop telling
and then you would have been on the podcast telling about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's
why don't
better,
you, server,
but...
provide us with a really sad discussion topic? And we'll just start from there.
Something serious. Do you have a card for that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Discussion topics.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Pretty
it's crazy.
Pretty eventful. I enjoy... I think this was a great episode because with video, now people can like see us and know who we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sitting straight across from you is so much
nicer.
Oh, yeah. And you can respond way better. There's no lag in the Zoom, you know, like where you have to probably edit it to make it not sound like we're super off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it was less editing for me for sure. But. Anyways, that camera just died, so that means it's time to wrap up this episode.
Goodbye!
Join us next time, I guess. Thanks.
Sorry if that's too loud.